Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third, the first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth, the catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting eighth, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Oliver moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munday moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munday scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Kleins reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. Swisher drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Oliver out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosello strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Madlock moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher bunts in front of the plate. Sanguillan fields it and throws to third for the out. Thornton moves to second. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kleins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis moves to third. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munday for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mendoza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Ott pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Moreland now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing left field. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stargell is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Madlock moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Rick Rushel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rushel hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for John Moreland. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rushel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kleins hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.